Have you ever been in a conversation with someone only to find out that you guys were not conversating about the same thing? This happened to my wife and myself just the other day. We were talking one another about two different subjects, but thinking we were talking about the same thing. And obviously, she was not reaching the conclusion I wanted her to reach with my explanation. And this very thing can happen when it comes to how we relate to Jesus. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying John chapter 4 and the woman at the well. Jesus is talking about spiritual realities, but the woman is speaking of physical realities. Let's listen in. John chapter 4, verses 10 through 15. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus was speaking of satisfying spiritual thirst, and the woman was speaking of wanting her physical thirst satisfied. Kind of sounds like us a lot of times, doesn't it? Jesus' main concern is our spiritual well-being, while what preoccupies our minds and thoughts is mainly our physical well-being. This doesn't mean that Christ is not concerned with our physical health, but it does mean that his priority is our spiritual health. And this is why he would say it another time, "Don't fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." So spend some time thinking today. Is it possible that I miss what the Lord is speaking through his word because I'm concerned with the physical and he is concerned with the spiritual? You just may find out that he knows what you need and can provide better satisfaction for your life than you ever imagined. When you pray today, please remember Jimmy Walker and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the French African LifeWord broadcast that's heard in 24 countries in Africa.